David Gillett is skipper of the Western Alliance vessel at Lake's Entrance. Mr. Gillett, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So did you catch this shark, this frill shark?
Yeah, I did, Tom, yep.
Have you ever seen one before?
No, I've been at sea for 30 years and I haven't never seen a shark look like that.
Well, tell us what it looks like. I mean, I've just described it from a picture I've got in front of me as like a large eel. You've seen it. What did it look like?
Yeah, you're right. It was like a large eel. That's right. Probably about a metre and a half long. No, probably 1.5 metres long. But and the body was quite different to any other shark I'd ever seen, but the head on it was quite a something like out of a horror movie. It was quite horrific looking. With a really big opening mouth, and it was quite scary. Actually, it came up alive, like not alive enough that you could return it to the water. It wouldn't survive. Of course, it came out of probably 1,100 meters.
Okay.
So, yeah, really deep.
Does it have teeth in its mouth, or does it have something else?
Oh yeah, no. Look, it had rows of teeth, Tom. And but the crazy part about it is we caught a lot of sharks in my life, but it seemed quite. It was really looking at you and quite aggressively going for you. So the amazing thing was that when one of the deckhands went to pick it up by its tail, its ability to turn back on itself quite sharply was something I hadn't seen before either. So
okay, so you were still able to, turn around and try and bite one of your deckhands, but you say you couldn't throw it back in?
Oh, look, no, Tom. I mean, it had enough go in it to be trying to still protect itself. But at the end of the day, it was on its last legs, and we'd never seen anything like that before. So I kind of felt it was a bit more important to keep it. It wasn't going to survive, and I wanted to get an ID on it. So
what happens to it now?
I gave it to our industry organisation, Stetsia, who represent the Southeast Trawl Fishermen in the Southeast region of Australia, and we gave it to industry organisation to follow up there, and Simon Bogue took it from there, so I really haven't got the latest on that. But I did Google it, and there had been one found. I thought it perhaps might have been something that had never been found before in the world, but I have heard that it has been found in Japan. There was one found in Japan.
Do you normally try and catch fish that are over 1 kilometre deep?
Yeah, no, we do. We do. We go for it. We actually catch a... We actually catch a lot of dory species in that depth line and a bit of sea perch and things like that. So that's what we were predominantly targeting. But on that day, we didn't catch any of that. I'm sure if I was around where that shark was, I wouldn't be hanging around either.
So will this ultimately end up as flake in the local fish and chip shop, or will they try and preserve it for science?
No, it'll get... No, definitely not. No, I wouldn't think you'd be eating it.
Okay. Last question. There's been talks money from New South Wales, places like Newcastle. They've seen some enormous sharks very close to shore. I think there's a 5 to 6 metre white pointer that's been eating dolphins. Have you ever seen a shark that big in your 30 years at sea?
Yeah, look, we do. We often see big sharks, but different species of sharks to what are in closer. To the land, yeah. So I'm a deep sea trawlerman, so we see a different types of sharks, yeah.
Well, over there, David Gillett, recently the man who has caught the very rare frilled shark. Thank you for your time.
No worries. Good on you. Thanks, Tom.